Welcome to the Live Free Podcast. I'm your host, Michaela Quinn, and I am a mom on a mission to help you launch, grow, and scale a profitable freelance business from home. Join me each week for tangible business advice, along with inspiring interviews, all designed to help you mom strong, work smart, and live free. If you are loving this podcast, finding yourself motivated or inspired, learning something new, or just a fan of the show, do me a favor and help me spread the message. Screenshot the episode, add it to your Insta stories, and tag me at Michaela.Quinn. Every share helps me reach more and more moms, and I may just share your share and feature you in my Insta stories too, because together we can take over the world. All right, mama, it's time. Grab your coffee, water, or wine, because we are starting. Hey there. Happy Monday. Welcome back to the podcast. And as always, thank you so much for being here. I couldn't do what I do without you. And I am so glad that you are here and choosing to spend some time today with me. And I'm even more excited to introduce you today to Ashley Greer, who is a Live Free Academy alum. The Live Free Academy is my complete freelancing program for those who are just getting started or on their way to becoming booked out with client work. So it's for you, no matter if you're a beginner or kind of already dabbling a little bit, but don't have consistent income coming in. Check out the Live Free Academy, michaelaquinn.com/academy online. And if you have any questions, reach out. But anyways, Ashley Greer was a Live Free Academy alum, and I am so excited today to give you another student success story and just show you another perspective of from a mom, from a woman who has made the decision to do something different for herself, for her family, and start a business, and hear from her how she started, how it went, the ups, the downs, the challenges. And this one is super, super cool because Ashley is a full-time homeschool mom and full-time RV traveling mom and family. So she lives full-time with her family, with her husband and her daughter, and homeschools, and they travel full-time, which is just, that is so, so cool, so exciting. And I know there's some of you out there who potentially this would be something you're interested in, or maybe it's a dream that you have in your heart to live in an RV, travel full-time, or a homeschool. Ashley is going to give us not only some great insight into how she got started, but also some great insight into how she's able to homeschool and make working from home, traveling full-time in her RV possible. And even if you're not interested in homeschooling or traveling full-time, there's still going to be a lot you'll take away and learn from Ashley's story. So I hope you'll stick with us. I hope you'll join in and listen in to Ashley's story. Ashley, welcome to the Live Free Podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I am so pumped to have you and so appreciative in advance of you willing to get out of your comfort zone and come on the podcast and just share more about who you are, what you do, and your whole wild journey of how you got started.
Absolutely. I'm happy to be here and hopefully can help other ladies find the encouragement they need to push forward. So,
yeah, absolutely. Well, let's kind of start at the very beginning. If you want to share a little bit more about who you are and maybe what brought you into the freelance space, kind of got you started looking.
I've always wanted to have like a job that I could do from home. I've wanted that for a long time. It wasn't until I had my daughter 9 years ago that I was like, this is something I could do. I want to be able to homeschool her. I want to work from home and have that flexibility. But of course, you know, you get online and look for those kind of jobs and you get a lot of the scams and you really can't find anything that's legit work at home job. I did Cincy for a while, which don't get me wrong, was fun, but it's not, you know, I couldn't make a living selling Cincy. And so it was just always something that I knew I could do. I'm able to work on my own. I'm able to motivate myself. I knew it was something I could do. I just needed to find the right job to do.
Yeah.
And so I used to work, for 9 years, I worked in a preschool classroom as a paraprofessional with children with disabilities. And then, you know, I did that for 9 years. And then I transitioned into working in mental health families of veterans who struggle with PTSD just because mm-hmm. of my personal background with my husband and being a veteran. Mm-hmm. And then in 2020, one night I happened to be on Facebook at like 9 o'clock at night, and an ad for one of your free workshops popped up.
And I gotcha.
I know. And I'd never seen an ad before from you. And I was like, okay, well, let's just see. I watched the workshop, and it really just kind of hit everything that I knew that I wanted to do. And it sounded right. And so I went out and told my husband, I just watched this workshop. I think I'm going to do it. And of course, he's been supportive the whole time with it. And he said, whatever you need to do. And so I signed up that night. And then the very next day, my dad passed away unexpectedly. I signed up for the course. And so that just kind of put it kind of threw me off. You know what I mean? Because I just signed up for this life-changing thing, and my dad passes away, and I wasn't sure what to do. I waited a few days. I think I ended up emailing you.
Yeah. I feel like I vaguely remember.
Yeah. I emailed you, and I said, I don't even know if I can do this anymore. Like, it was very unexpected what happened, and I was just going through that grieving process. You were very kind, and you kind of explained your story of grief that you had been through and taking time. And so I did. I took some time before I actually jumped into the course. I would say I waited a couple of months to actually get started.
Yeah.
And so from there, I waited a few months and I allowed myself to grieve. And I'm sure that people that have gone through a loss can relate to this. Like, you go through a loss like that and something inside you shifts. Mm-hmm. And so I had this shift in me, like, this is what I want to do. I want to be able to be home because time is so short. I want to be home mm-hmm. with my daughter, and I want to do all these things that I know I can do. And so that just mm-hmm. kind of motivated me to start the course eventually, which yeah. I did.
So when did you start the course?
July of 2020.
COVID. So right during COVID. Yeah. Okay. So the world was going crazy.
Yes. And I actually enjoyed the job that I was at the time, was working at a trauma counseling center that mm-hmm. I loved. I loved being there. I loved helping mm-hmm. people. But it was also an hour commute one way when I went. So it was a 2-hour commute total the days that
I went.
Oh my
gosh.
And everything that I did for them, they hired me to work with families, but they also hired me to do their social media. And I had never done social media before. So I went in and set up their social media for them and learned how to use Canva when I worked with them, which were all things I didn't know how to do. So I knew that I had the tools to start social media management because I had taught myself how to do that at my previous job.
Yeah. Wow. I can so relate to you of like being in a business and kind of like a starting out phase. When mm-hmm. George passed away, I was in the very early stages of starting the online courses stuff. And I had to take that pause too. Mm-hmm. And like, everything is just on the back burner.
Yeah.
But then you get to that point where, or at least I did, and it sounds like you did too. It was like, okay, I'm doing this.
I feel like a lot of people can relate to that grief. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're doing such a big life transit in the way that it happened, you know, at the beginning of starting the business, it's like, it makes you reevaluate all your decisions. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Is this what I want to do with my life? Like, there's so much more, and life is so short. It can end so quickly. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And so it was just that push for me. Like, yeah, like my daughter and my husband and my family are my priority. Like, not this other stuff, you know, and that's just stuff. And that just kind of spiraled me into this whole, like, starting my business and then homeschooling and then selling everything, moving into a camper. So like,
we've got a lot to unpack with you today, Ashley. And I'm so excited to hear like all the transpiring of how it all went down. But yeah, when I had that experience too of, you know, being in the starting phases of my business and having to pause and just evaluate. And one thing that I kept coming back to is the time I had with George he never went to daycare. We never had a babysitter for him. Mm-hmm. I was working the full nap time hustle when he was a baby, when he was born to when he passed away. And I like just those memories of my time with him and like the very short it was though, like every day, just the ordinary, it was like exactly what I wanted.
Yeah.
And those truly helped get me through my grief. And I was just thankful for that time and that ability to design our days how I wanted in that time for us. And it helped me be like, I want more moms to have this and be able to experience that. And eventually then focusing back on the business kind of helped me through the grief even more, because I had something else to kind of escape a little and focus on. And then just seeing other women's success in that time frame and them achieving their goals and their happiness just kind of, you know, seeped into me.
Well, they say, when you're grieving, like pouring into other people helps you heal.
Yeah.
And so doing that, you know, by you starting what you did and then helping other women was in turn helping you in the healing process.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just what you needed at that time.
Yeah. We're not the only two who started their business and had traumatic moments. I know there's lots of women in our community who have reached out. And I know there's some that have started and then maybe paused because they needed a longer grief period. That's okay.
Yeah.
If you're listening and you feel inspired to dive back in, we're inside. We're here for you.
Yeah. And there's other ladies, I'm sure, that have gone through the same thing, whether it be a loss of a person, a family member, or something else. Yeah. Grief comes in so many different ways. And so to know that you can be in a group and you're not alone, I mean, that alone is helpful.
Yeah. So July, you enrolled, was it probably like the fall, September-ish when you dove into the course or kind of got started?
I would say, so it was July, I landed my first client from a friend's, like it was a friend's cousin who had a business. Mm-hmm. And I want to say that was in August. And
okay.
I'm kind of guessing on that date, but probably around the fall time, yes. Mm-hmm. So sadly, it lasted the 30 days and then she stopped working with me. And so being my first client and then everything that I'd already been through, like my emotions were all over the place. I immediately like downward spiraled and I was like, this, I screwed up. Like, this isn't for me. What am I doing? I can't do this, which I'm sure that several people have had those same thoughts before.
Oh yeah. I had a client like that too, that I was like, I can't continue. What am I doing? It's all me. And I mean, it's a client contractor relationship. It's a two-way street.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it was, man, that was hard for me. Again, I reached out to you because I was like trying to land clients and then I lost this client and so I emailed you and I'm so glad that that resource is there, that whether it be you or your team that responds, it doesn't really matter to me because somebody was there when I needed them. And you probably gave me the best advice in my business that today I still share with everybody. Oh, and it was, you told me to go on the group and find an accountability group, like find other ladies that I can meet with. And so I did, which was very much out of my comfort zone, also like going and putting myself out there. And so I went on the group and I just made a post about what I'd been through and looking for other ladies that had just started in their journey. And if they would want to maybe meet, you know, once a month or once a week. And I had, I think there was like five of us in the beginning that were meeting every week to talk about our business and set goals and motivate each other. And then some of them have dropped off since then, but there's two other ladies that I still meet with at least twice a month. We meet every twice a month and we talk and we encourage each other and we help promote each other and we build each other up. And so I would say that was probably the best advice that I got in my business, because you can't do it alone. I mean, you really can't. You need people to help you. And so, but doing that helped to motivate me to put myself back out there after I lost my first client and start applying again. And so I did that.
So are you comfortable sharing kind of what happened with that client?
I think it was, I was so new at it and I had the experience, but I don't really remember exactly. She wasn't in, first off, she wasn't in my niche. She did like crafting and stuff, which is awesome, but I don't know really. I'm not good at that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
She did a lot of Pinterest stuff and I didn't ever do Pinterest before. So I think it just was, we ended on very good terms. It wasn't a big deal. She felt that the money she was putting towards what I was doing she was trying to start something different and that money could go there instead. And so it was totally fine. But for me, it was, of course, I screwed up. I did it all wrong. I can't do this. And so that's where I went with it.
Oh, that downward spiral. Once you have like one of those thoughts, it's just, You got to like notice it and then snap yes. yourself out of it.
Yeah.
And that's why having the accountability buddy, or kind of, even though you have the whole community, sometimes you need a smaller group, a core person that you can be your go-to.
Absolutely. And I'm so grateful that I still have them, because I mean, even today I wrote them about something and they responded, you know what I mean? So yeah. just having that, you know, we've never met in person, but
yeah,
I feel like they're like, I've known them forever.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So first client, kind of a bust, and then what the next kind of transition, next phase of your business?
So I put myself back out there. There was a job that came through on the job board. Mm-hmm. For a one-time project, and it was somebody that did mental health, which was mm-hmm. Which was in my niche. That's what I wanted to focus on. So I applied for it. We got on a call. It went really well. In the end, she ended up going with somebody else. Mm-hmm. So, which was totally fine. And then about a month later, she actually contacted me again and said, I'm actually looking for somebody to do monthly social media management. And I really enjoyed our talk together when we had our initial discovery call for the one-time project. And so she hired me. And so that was my first client. We're still working together today.
Wow.
Yeah.
2 years later.
Yeah.
About.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been right at almost 2 years. March will be 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we didn't start working together till March of mm-hmm. that next year.
Mm-hmm.
So she was my first client. And I will say with her, in like, she was one of those ones that you said in the group, at least when I first started, that when you find like an ideal client or you apply for a job, follow them on Facebook, sign up for their email list, do all that kind of stuff, follow them on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And so with her, even though we didn't initially work together, I really liked what she did. And so I followed her on Instagram. I joined her email list and mm-hmm. I would comment on the stuff that she posted. I would like the stuff she posted. And I think that helped to keep me in the forefront of her mind.
Yeah.
So that when she was ready to finally hire somebody on a monthly basis, you know, that I came to mind then. And so mm-hmm. that just shows that if you can keep that kind of networking up, that is helpful, you know what I mean, when you're trying to land your clients.
Yeah, absolutely. So started working with her doing social media management.
Mm-hmm. I was one that actually posted my business on my personal page. Uh-huh. So 3 out of my 5 clients that I currently have are friends or local businesses, because
mm-hmm.
I went ahead and posted it and they contacted me and asked about my services and went ahead and hired me. So 3 of them are friends. And then 1 out of those is actually the business I was working at as an employee at the counseling center before I left. They ended up hiring me and I hired them as a client to do freelance.
Wow.
And so I was able to continue that relationship with them. So,
wow.
Yeah. And then my last client was a referral from my first client. And so she was referred to me. And so we are still working together a year later. So,
wow, that's incredible. Okay, hold on. I have so many questions. Let me back up. For all of your clients, are they all social media management clients? Hey there, real quick interruption from me, Michaela Quinn. Anyways, I wanted to make sure that you knew that we just added a 12-month payment plan to our program, the Live Free Academy. You can enroll and get started today for just $147. If you go to go.michaelaquinn.com or just head to the show notes on this episode, we've got it linked there as well. You can read all the details and click one of the buttons to go enroll. And on there, you'll see the 12-month payment plan option. When you choose the 12-month payment plan option, you get the entire course the second you enroll. We don't hold anything back because you're on a payment plan. You'll get access to the How to Build Your Business from Start to Finish course, skills training, the job leads board, the coaching calls, the student community Facebook group, and everything else that is a part of the Live Free Academy program so that you can get started freelancing and land your first client in 30 days, 60 days, however long it takes you to go through the course and then start implementing. Again, you can see all the details at go.michaelaquinn.com/academy or head to the show notes and click the link there. All right, back to the show.
They are all social media management clients. Yep. That's okay. I just continue to do social media and then like graphic design as far as like your social media. I offer like one-time packages, like if you need social media templates, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I really love Canva. Canva and designing is my favorite part of what I do. So yeah. Yes, they're all social media management.
Awesome. So when in this getting started and building your business phase, when did packing up and selling everything come up? Was that always something you wanted to do? Or
I had thought about it, but it wasn't until COVID I started following like full-time RVers on Instagram. And I was like, oh, that's so cool how they like can, I could work from anywhere at that point. You know what I mean? Like I had started my business, I'd started landing clients, so I knew I could work from anywhere. And I wanted to homeschool our daughter. And I was to a place that like we had decided after COVID, we're like, we're pulling her out. You work from home, you set your hours, we can do this. Mm-hmm. And so it happened. Actually, we just started this journey of full-time RVing in June. My husband was working. We never saw each other. He was working so many hours. We were always so busy. And I was like, there's more to life than all of this stuff. And so we were like, Noah, we can do this. And so we called our realtor and we were like, list the house. We sold the house. We sold my car. We sold 90% of our stuff. We bought a camper. We pulled our daughter out of school and we moved into our camper.
It's crazy. So does your husband, does he still work? Does he have a virtual job too?
He's not working. He's not right now. He's a disabled veteran. So he does, he has that. And so right now he helps me with the homeschooling. So kind of what that looks like for us is I do school on like Monday, Wednesday, Friday in the mornings, and then Tuesday, Thursdays, he'll do school. Or if I have like a call or with a client or something going on, he steps in and we'll do it on that day if it's normally on my day. So we've kind of come falling into a routine like this lifestyle of living full time in a camper and traveling, like frees up so much time. You know what I mean? Because you're not being pulled all these different directions from different things. And it really gets you to focus on your time together as a family, which is in the end what I was wanting when I started my business. And so, you know, we have come, like our homeschool schedule is pretty relaxed. We do follow like a homeschool curriculum, but we also do a lot of road schooling, which is getting out wherever we're at and teaching out like at museums and zoos and taking nature walks and that kind of thing. And she learns a lot that way too. So it's just very flexible, which is what I like.
So when do you fit work in? How does that fit into your guys' schedule?
So for me, work, I really don't, I've gotten really good on pretty much a routine with my clients. So I don't probably work more than 10, 15 hours a month, I would say.
I've never 15 a full month for all your clients.
I mean, it may be more. Can I be honest, Michaela? I've never actually sat down and timed myself on how long because I work very like sporadically. So I do have like Tuesdays and Thursdays is when my husband does school. So I do work on those. I have scheduled time that I work then for maybe 2 or 3 hours on those days. So it probably ends up being more than 10 or 15 hours a month.
If you did like 2 days a week, 3 hours. So that would be 6 times 4, 24 hours.
Yeah. So it's probably a little bit more. Yeah.
24 hours a month.
If I work that many hours, sometimes I only do like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And so I really don't have a set time. I hate that. I don't, but it just works that way.
Yeah. You know what
I
mean?
I get it done. And so those are the 2 days though that I have set aside that for sure I work. And so if I have calls or whatever, I try to schedule them on those 2 days. And then sometimes I used to work at night after everybody went to bed, but I've really tried to set boundaries with myself and put my computer away and not do that at night. After, you know what I mean? And like read or do something because I was finding that I would just get on and do random things on my computer and it was getting to be too much.
I mean, because once you start, you can just get distracted and go down a rabbit hole. And it's like, is this time really productive? Is it necessary?
Yeah.
Are you comfortable sharing like what you make monthly in your business working with the 5 clients, kind of 20, 30 hours maybe a month?
Yes. I definitely don't charge what I need to be charging. I'm going to go ahead and put that out there on some of them. But my goal when I started, I didn't need to make a lot because I was only working part-time anyways. My goal, I think, was 2000 and I do make over that.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's incredible.
I'm hoping to this year to raise those rates. And so that's a scary thing to do, but
it is.
I did it with one client and it went beautifully. She was super sweet about it. So just got to get that confidence.
Yeah. I don't even think it's courage.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. Like, cause you always have that fear in the back of your mind that you're going to lose a client.
Yeah.
And I think anybody that I've ever talked to that, cause I'm the first to tell somebody, hey, you need to raise your rates. Like you're not charging enough.
You know what I mean? Do as I say, not as I do, right?
Yeah. And so, yeah, I'm really good about doing that. But most of the time they'll come back and say, well, I just don't want to lose that client. You know what I mean? I don't want to go down a client. So,
yeah. And so that is a natural, sometimes a natural phase.
Yeah.
Either your business grows in a different direction and it's no longer the best fit for you or them or their business. And that happens. But when you are freelancing, if a client decides to go a different direction, you're just down that one client. But chances are, if you have your contract in place with like 30 day notice or 14 days notice, you have time to put yourself back out there and network for that other kind of spot on your client roster.
Which is why it's good to have those contracts in place so that you're protected in that to give yourself flexibility.
And you can, a lot of times, replace that client either before, like you would ever feel it in your business income, before like that client is fully gone.
Yeah.
Or right after, to where you're not left without an income, you know, but I know it's that fear that what if?
Yeah.
I think we need to flip that and just think about the abundance of clients out there.
Yeah. And the possibility, like what if you lose this client, but then you gain one and you can charge more of what is your current rate? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And start looking at that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
So can you talk us through the conversation of how with your former employer, how that moved into the freelance space? Because I know there's some people that could potentially be in a similar position with their work as well.
Yeah. They're friends of mine. And so that made it a little bit easier. I let them know this is kind of, I've started this business, been doing it for a while. This is what I do in my business. I'm planning to leave as an employee to focus on my business, but I would love to continue to work with you guys. I love what they do. My heart is in what they do. I've been with them for a while. And so I kind of just gave them a proposal like I would any other client. I gave them a proposal and talked to them about it and then kind of just waited from there to see what they said. And of course, they're still working with me. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, you just kind of go with it. You kind of just have to do it like you would any other client. But I just made it more personal because it was personal. Do you know what I mean? And so how it would, you know, we could work together, what that would look like, because they've never worked with anybody that did freelance work. So kind of how that would look and understanding, you know, that they don't come into the office, I set my own hours, that kind of stuff. Because that's kind of hard when you've been an employee and you work hours with them and then you go and you do freelance and you hire them as a client. You have to kind of understand that you're not working those hours anymore and that shifts. And so, but then giving them the proposal like you would any other client or any other, you know, potential client.
To where if there's ever any discrepancies or they're kind of still maybe relying on you or coming to you as that employee role, you can remind them and be like, hey, look, remember, this is our contract. This is what we agreed to.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it worked out. I'm very blessed in that. And I'm glad that we can still work together. But, you know, it's an encouragement to like put yourself out there. You know what I mean? With your current employer, with your friends, families. I mean, there's so many local businesses that need help. And so, like I said, 3 of my 5 clients are friends or local businesses. So
yeah,
they need the help and they actually save the money by hiring a freelancer than by hiring an employee. So
absolutely. And for some of them, like hiring an employee isn't even an option because of how expensive it would be.
Yeah.
And we just did a podcast episode this week. This will go live later on, but if you guys are listening to it, go back and listen to episode 239, I believe. We'll link to it on the show notes about how to talk to traditional business owners, more of those brick and mortars, about hiring freelancers. And I think that in 2023 and on, it's going to be a huge demographic and a huge opportunity for freelancers to land clients, grow their business.
Yeah.
But the challenge is these people might not necessarily know that we exist, that you exist. Yeah. And so it's just providing those opportunities and that education and starting conversations with them.
Yeah. And really when you go into somewhere frequently, there was a place I went to when I was living at home that I would go in every day and buy one of their drinks. Mm-hmm. And so they got to know me and we would talk about, what do you do for a living? And I would tell them, well, this is what I do. And of course, then they ask questions and you kind of get that conversation going just by building those relationships too, by places that you go to anyways on a daily basis.
Yeah.
It opens those doors.
Did they become a client?
No, I didn't end up working with them, but it gets that conversation going.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what is life like traveling full-time RV, you and your husband, and you have one daughter?
We have one daughter. She's 9. It's great. I mean, we move about every 3 weeks. And so, like I said, I like the times that we're in one place and we get on a routine in those places. We do the homeschooling. And so we get up in the mornings, we do school, and then she's done usually with school before lunch, depending on what time we get up in the morning. And so then the rest of the day, she goes outside and she meets friends wherever we're at. And so she's meeting kids from all around the country.
Yeah.
And getting out and playing and, you know, just being able to take her in what she would normally learn, like in a classroom, in a textbook. We're taking her out and taking her to those places that she would normally only read about and letting her learn out on the road. And that even if we do this for a year, 2 years, 5 years, whatever it is, I know that down the road when she looks back, like these are the moments she's going to remember. You know what I mean? Meeting the kids and getting out and playing until the sun goes down. Because even living at home, like I never really felt comfortable leaving her outside and letting her run around. Here, like there's something completely different about living in like a campground with other full-time RVers. Like it's a whole community. And so everybody kind of looks out for each other and the kids play and there's really just nothing like it. So
yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah, we're loving it and excited. We're going to head towards when the weather gets warmer, we're going to hit the East Coast and go up the East Coast during summertime into the fall of next year. So
yeah. Where are you guys at currently?
Right now we're in Tennessee and we really like it. It's super pretty in Tennessee.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we've been from Texas to Alabama and Kentucky and Tennessee and everywhere. So up kind of in the middle.
Yeah. Wow. That is so cool. I don't know that I'm adventurous, but I don't know that I could ever get my husband on board.
I will say
too many children.
Well, you would be surprised how many people live in a camper with lots of kids. I have one, so it's a little easier, but we've met a lot of families that have like 5 and 6 kids. So they have really big campers.
Okay. I've never like looked in the market.
Yeah. There's lots of options out there, but I will say that it's something that both my husband and I wanted to do. And so you both have to be on that same page, I think, or else it makes it a whole lot more difficult. And so we were both, it was something we both wanted to do. So when we decided to list the house, like it was time, like we were ready. And so that makes it a whole lot easier.
I was going to ask you, Ashley, how long do you guys think you'll do the full-time RV life and traveling?
You know, we haven't really put an end date on it. We're just kind of going with it. I'm hoping, I want to see the whole country. So I'm hoping for at least 2 years before. Yeah. And even then, I think we've decided that living a minimal lifestyle like is really what we want. So I don't know that even if we go home that we would buy like another house or if we would continue to just live in the camper. I know like there's a lot of people that do it. So, you know what I mean? Or build like a little tiny home or something where we're kind of in that mindset now. And so you realize when you do it that you don't need a whole lot. And so, like I said, we got rid of like 90% of our stuff and we've been just fine. So
yeah. Yeah.
And we've gotten closer together as a family over the last couple months. And that to me is why I started this journey to begin with, why I wanted to start my business. And that just starting that business kind of helped everything else fall into place.
Yeah. Now, do you document, do you do like any blogging or like Instagramming of your guys' journeys around the country?
So we do, we just started an Instagram page. It's called Rad Nomad Adventure.
Okay.
And so you can follow us on Instagram. We are on Facebook, but I tend to post more on Instagram. I'm kind of, I lean more towards Instagram.
Yeah, same.
And so you can follow our travels on there. And I try to post where we're at, what we're doing, RV tricks and hacks and homeschooling stuff. And so,
yeah,
that's a great place to go and follow along.
Yeah, guys, go check her out if you're interested in homeschooling and RV life, traveling.
Yeah.
Social media management, go follow Rad Nomad Life.
Rad Nomad Adventure is our travel page. And then my business page is Ashley Greer Virtual Services. And that's on Instagram and Facebook. And so that's more you'll find about, I do share a little bit about like homeschooling on in my business also. But anybody can reach out to me. I'm happy to answer questions about the homeschooling or any of it. So
yeah,
I want to be able to help people and, you know, whatever they need.
Yeah. So where do you see kind of your business going the next couple of years?
I've been thinking a lot about that. And I'm leaning towards, I love what I do with the social media management and continuing to do that. But I'd love to either offer some type of course or something down the road, whether it be in Canva. I haven't quite decided yet. That's something that I'm still brainstorming, working through. And it'll depend on where my travel adventures go as well. And so,
yeah.
But I definitely want to stay where I'm at, but and just grow from there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
yeah,
that's kind of where my thoughts have been. Nothing set in stone.
Yeah. You sound like just very much a free spirit wherever kind of the wind blows or takes you, you're just open to what happens, what comes. I like that.
Yeah. I wasn't really like that before, but this, it changes for you. And so I know that God is going to work it out for us and for me. And as long as he's first in my business, I put him first, then everything else just kind of, you know, falls into place.
Oh my gosh. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Well, Ashley, thank you so much for coming on, sharing your story. Gosh, I think homeschooling is so fascinating. RV life as well.
Yeah.
And I know there's women that are like, I've been wanting to do this. My husband, we've been wanting to do this, but we didn't know how we could make an income and do it.
Yeah. So you can definitely do it. We're doing it and you can homeschool. You can have the business. If you want to travel, you can travel. Like, everybody can do it. It's a mindset thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like we're doing it. And I know there's so many people out there that are freelancing and homeschooling. So
yeah,
the resources are out there. Don't be afraid to reach out and connect with people and ask questions.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Well, Ashley, again, thank you so much for your time and we appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me.
Now, just because the episode is over doesn't mean the knowledge party has to stop. Come hang out with me and thousands of other mamas in my free Facebook group. Just search Facebook for the Live Free Podcast Mastermind with Michaela Quinn, or go to the show notes. We have it linked there. And make sure you answer the questions so our gatekeeper knows that you want in. And don't forget, sharing is caring. If you are loving this podcast, please take a moment to share it with your friends. But make sure you tag me at Michaela.Quinn on Instagram and at Michaela Quinn on Facebook. See you next week.